Welcome to the 10-2-4 Ranch.
Yes, the 10-2-4 Ranch, starring your radio and screen favorites, Dick Foran, Martha Mears, and the Sons of the Pioneers. Transcribed and brought to you by your Dr. Pepper bottler and the thousands of Dr. Pepper dealers from coast to coast.
And here's our 10-2-4 Ranch hands, the Sons of the Pioneers, to sing for you.
Far and near the waters clear, bless her from their deep domain, bless her with this lovely name.
Dead on me, it must be, she is heaven's daughter, for her eyes and the skies on the lake's clear water. Sunlight plays, dancing rays, while the ripples bless her. On the shore evermore, where the waves caress her. Far along the shimmering shore, the shallow waters clear. Echo to
really one of my favorites. And now, let's hear from Art Gilmore some comments on true gentility. It's all yours, Colonel Gilmore.
Thanks, Dick Foran. You know, the Negroes have a word for people of refinement and culture. No higher compliment can be paid a family than to be known as quality folks. Quality folks need not be rich, nor prominent, nor talented. But they are always proud, well-bred, kindly, courteous, genteel. With them, hospitality is a tradition, and good taste an inherent trait. Quality folks know how to make a guest at ease, how to make a simple meal a festive occasion, the serving of a soft drink an event. In such homes, when one drops in casually, it's a favorite custom to serve a really cold, sparkling Dr. Pepper. Among soft drinks, it too is quality folks, wholesome and fine, solid and satisfying. It bespeaks the host's good taste. Yes, Dr. Pepper belongs among the finer things of life. A democratic drink that quality folks serve with pride.
Love is a song that never ends. Life may be sweet and sweet. Hope may it loves beautiful music, comes each day like the dawn. Love is a song that never ends. One simple theme repeats. Like the voice of a heavenly choir, love's sweet music flows on.
Oh, Miss Peggy, that was
Miss Peggy, that was just plumb beautiful. Now let's get Dick to sing a little Spanish ballad over it.
Oh, take it easy now, Foghorn. Don't spring any of those long-winded song titles on me when I'm not looking.
Well, Dick, this one's called The Spanish Senorita Put All of Her Eggs in One Basket and Tried to Carry Them on the Handlebars of Her Bicycle. Spanish omelet.
Oh, no, you don't, Foghorn. But would you settle for Lorita?
You bet we will, Dick. Bring her on.
Yeah, bring her
on. Oh, my lovely Lorita, with your teeth like a rose, you're the sweetest Akita, fairest flower that grows, and some dreams you'll awaken. Sweet love light aglow, with all others forsaken, would you dare answer no? I love your eyes, they remind me of paradise, and with a sigh, you confirm what your lips deny. But you'll be my Lorita when love opens the door. And you'll be my Lorita forevermore. I love your eyes, they remind me of paradise. And with a sigh, you confirm what your lips deny, but you'll be my Lorita when love opens the door, and you'll be my Lorita forever.
You folks from coast to coast, let's up and drink a little toast. Yep, so get the Dr. Pepper out. I'll tell you what it's all about.
All right, Shakespeare, let's have the toast.
A toast to those who've learned to know their part in this war is on with the show. The folks who entertain the boys and help them trade their blues for joys. There's stage and movie stars and more. There's the radio, like our own 10-4. The shortwave shows and special transcriptions, with the boys write us or the doctor's prescriptions. There's the stage door canteen and Hollywood's too, and traveling shows the whole nation through. Now, I'm just an old codger and I can't do a lot, but there's more to this war than just firing a shot. And one reason our fighting men are all super duper is because they're backed up by a line of real troops.
Oh, thank you, Shakespeare, thank you. And now, boys, let's hear from you.
Moving Ben, don't listen to him, Ben. He's the devil, not a man, and he spread the burning sand with water. Oh, Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water.
Ooh, water.
Oh, Dan and I with throats for dry and soul. Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man, and he spread the burning sand with water. Oh, Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for me and you? And our soul is yearning for just one thing more than water.
Water.
Like me, I guess he'd like to rest where there's no quest. Oh, water, water.
Thanks, boys, thanks.
Speaking of cool water, Art Gilmore has a few choice remarks on the same subject.
Yes, that song of the first crazed cowboy stirs a vivid picture. Now, you and I have but to step to the water faucet or the soft drink cooler and drink all we want. But do we do it? Well, unfortunately, no. In winter especially, you drink mostly when your mouth feels dry. The body may be dry when the mouth doesn't seem so. Your body needs lots of water in winter as well as in summer. About 3 quarts or 6 big glasses a day. If you're careless and negligent about taking your full quota of water, try the 10, 2, and 4 o'clock Dr. Pepper system. Soon you'll get so your time out for a drink will be anticipated with real pleasure. Drink water that tempts your taste. Dr. Pepper is pure and delicious, and its energy lift is a real aid to your feeling of physical and mental well-being.
I belong to the rain. There's a song in my heart. The rolling prairie and the sky above starts me dreaming of the one I love tonight. Let me ride through the night where the blue shadows fall. I'll sing a song to the distant hills. Hear my answer when the echo fills the night. Satisfied to dream and drift along and join the lonely coyote in his mournful song. I belong to the rain. There's a song in my heart. I'll spread my blanket where the doggies lie. Tell my troubles to the prairie sky. Tonight.
Well, saddle up. Come on. It's time to be riding. Here we go. We'll be seeing you.
Dick Horan appears on the 1024 Ranch through the courtesy of Universal Pictures, the Sons of the Pioneers by arrangement with Republic Studios. Martha Mears is Miss Peggy, and this is Art Gilmore wishing you good luck and good going with Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4.
And remember to buy all you can of Uncle Sam's war bonds and stamps. Bye.